A very good morning on behalf of Teacher 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, Baba Basra 11a, pagination is 21. We start from the top line, looking to do two stories this morning regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah and the theme that we should do our best and Hashem does the rest. Tanya, we learned. Amru alav al Binyamin HaTzadik. There was a story about Binyamin HaTzadik. Shaya memuna al kupa shal tzedakah. He was appointed to take care of the tzedakah disbursements for the community. Pamachas, it once happened, Bosa isha lefanav b'shnei batzoris. A woman came to him in a time of famine. Amru lo, and she said to him, Rebbe parneseni. Rebbe, give me sustenance. Omar lo, he said to her, Ho avoda, I affirm, She'ein bekupa shal tzedakah kolum. There is no money left in the charity fund. Omra lo, she said to him, Rebbe, im ein ata mefarneseni, if you don't give me something, Hare isha uveshiva boneha mesim. A woman and her seven children are going to die. Her cupboard is empty. She's saying she's stuck. Omar upirnasa mishalo, he went and he supported her from his own personal funds. Liyamim, it was a while later. Chala, he was very sick. Fenata lamos, and it appeared that he was going to die. Amru malachei hashareis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Brisa records that the angels said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Ata amarta, you said, Jewish people have a tradition, Kol ha-mekayim nefesh achas miYisrael ki'ilu kiyim olam malei, that by saving one life, it's as if you supported the entire world. We don't just look at big numbers. Every individual is a world. Ubinyamin atzadik shehechya isha v'shiva banea yamos b'shanim u'atos halalu. Could it be that Binyamin atzadik that sustained a woman and seven children should die midway in his life? Miyad Karulo Gizardino, that argument ripped the decree, Tana, and we learnt, Hosifilo Esimushtayim Shana Al Shinosov, they added 22 years to his life. From the time of that incident, he lived. So this is very simple, straightforward Jewish hashkafa. The first reaction was that he was being asked from the fund. The fund doesn't have. So the implied answer is no. But the woman said, this is not just a request. It's a life-endangering situation. And he came through by stretching himself in some way, in this case, from his own funds, we could imagine by extrapolation, by somehow generating funds in a different way, but somehow to help this woman. And that remained for him as a tremendous zuchus. The Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt another incident. Maise b'Munbaz HaMelech, there was a story with Munbaz the king, Shebizbez Otsrosov, that he distributed from his coffers, Vaotsros Avosov, and the coffers of the royal treasury that were gained by his ancestors, Bishne Batsoris, during a famine. He was very generous. Vechibru Alav Echov Uvesaviv, and his brothers and his father's house the royal family ganged up on him. V'omru lo, and they said to him with a powerful argument, Avosecha gonzu v'osifu al avosam. Your ancestors gathered, they amassed the royal treasury. V'ata mevaz v'zam, and you're distributing them very freely. You're wasting the money. Amalohem, and he answered, Avose gonzu lamata, my ancestors gathered on earth. Va'ani gonazti lamaila, and I am gathering in heaven. And among the statements that are very powerful here is a statement, I'm gathering otsros nefashos, I'm gathering storehouses of lives. Shenemar pitzadik etzchacham etzchayim velokeach nefashos chacham. The fruit of the tzaddik is a living tree, and the one who gathers lives is wise. And certainly this Gemara can be understood on its basic level. Munbaz is saying, on the contrary, my decision is a wise one. I'm using money in a smart way rather than having it just gather just for the prestige of it. Interesting statement from Rav Hirsch that a person who gathers money and doesn't spend it wisely is a person who's in violation of Bal Tashchis. He's wasting the money. What's the difference if you waste it by wasting it, or you waste it because it wastes away in the treasure chest? And Munbaz says, I'm spending it in a wise way. There's an astounding commentary here, a paragraph in the Ben Yehoyada, in which the Ben Yehoyada shares tremendous advice of how to remove a bad decree. Shalotavo shouldn't have such a thing, but if it were to happen, the strategy he describes is that we should be generous, and by being generous, it triggers Rachmei Shamayim, that Hashem is also, in turn, reciprocal, generous. You activate the generosity by behaving in such a way. Hashem treats humanity, mida keneged mida, measure for measure. And he reads that into the words of Munbaz, Avose gonzu lamata, the strategy of my ancestors was on earth, but I am triggering through my behavior the otsros shamayim, the storehouses of heaven. In fact, he writes that there is a strategy that some people use, that they purposely don't give tzedakah during difficult times, kedei sheyiravu ha'aniyim ma'od, so that the crisis should just rise in intensity, v'yitzaku, and people will cry out to Hashem in desperation, and this strategy, as it goes, is then Hashem will listen. And he writes, that was the strategy of Nineveh. They didn't even give food to the animals or to the children. And their perspective was, everybody will scream out in crisis. He says, this strategy is letovas atzmo, very self-centered. Kedei shelo yakufu oso litim tzedakah. It's an excuse so that people shouldn't be asked to give tzedakah over emes hevel. And really, this strategy is totally foolish. It's a bunch of hot air, because if you want to really make an impact, you should give. You should give the best you can. Ayidei isarusa de lesato b'mitzvah tzedakah, by way of a lower awakening for the mitzvah of tzedakah, we make appeals to try to help people as best as we can. Yarba hashefa ba'olamos ho'elyonim, you actually increase the goodness in the upper worlds that filters down to us. Yishtal shal hashefa gam lamata, it will filter down to us. And the result will be more blessing will be in the world, not out of desperation, but out of generosity. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.